This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
And welcome, my friends, to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. And my show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and The Brat Shop. Please go to our website, cityofcs.com, to find out all about what we do and who we are. And go to the preferred provider list, and you'll find out about businesses that we have vetted in the area. So I want to talk about a topic of discussion that needs to be said to everybody out there. If you're thinking about buying real estate, how important this is, okay? If you're not paying cash for a property, you must be pre-qualified before you go and look at homes, okay? Go talk to Ryan Herbig at American Liberty Mortgage at 719-659-0043. That's 659-0043. Now, there's a reason why I'm telling you this. Please do not ask a realtor to go look at homes if you haven't been pre-qualified. There's a really good reason for that. First of all, you need to know the dollar amount that you qualify for. Okay, you don't want to go shop for a house that you possibly cannot afford, or the other way around. Maybe if you think up in your head that you can only qualify for a $300,000 home when you can actually qualify for a $400,000 home. Okay, you might be cheating yourself a little bit. You know, it really bothers me when some buyers say, well, I already know what I qualify for. Well, how do you know that? Well, I use this calculation on the internet. Yeah, no, doesn't work that way. A lender's going to qualify you based on your income and your credit scores and your bills, your debt to income ratio. Okay, that's very, very important. Also, when you go and you look at a home, a seller has knowledge that you're going to go look at their home, okay? So they're going to get it all cleaned up, they're going to get it all tidied up, they're going to take the pets with them, and they anticipate you looking at their home. If you don't qualify for their home and you're viewing their home, that's not fair to them. They have gotten their home all together ready for you to view when you might not be qualified to purchase their home. Even if you fall in love with it, you might not qualify to purchase the home. So that is not fair to a seller. If your realtor is allowing you to go view homes without being qualified, I recommend you get another realtor. I really do. Because they're not guiding you the right way, the way that you should be guided. You should always seek guidance from a lender first so you know where you stand. It just makes perfect sense. And let's talk about a little bit about your credit score too. It's very, very common for a person to go to a lender, pull their credit report, and their credit report has bogus information on there, okay? For whatever reason, my name is common in this town. It just is. And we all have different social security numbers. But I gotta tell you, I can't tell you how often it is when I have another Deborah Schultz credit card or something in my credit file. And then I have to fight it and tell them that's not mine. Oh, okay. It's not yours. This happens quite frequently, and it even happens to people that they don't even have a common name. They spell it differently. My name is spelled very differently than most Schultz's. But my point is it can happen to anybody. And we don't have the same social security number. So how does that happen? I don't know. But I do know it does happen. And it's very aggravating. A lender is going to help you correct that credit information in your credit reports, the three agencies. Again, very important. So again, you're going to look at homes. You haven't been pre-qualified. So you're going on an assumption of how much you can buy. Any seasoned agent or any agent worth their weight is going to tell you, no, I'm not going to show you homes until you get pre-qualified. Again, you know, there's lenders out there. You can go to your bank. You can call Ryan at American Liberty Mortgage, whatever lender. But please, please, please be pre-qualified before you go view a home. Also, when you find a home, your realtor is going to create your offer on a contract form, and your pre-qualification has to be attached to that offer. They cannot submit an offer without your pre-qualification letter from the lender. If that happens, your realtor does submit it, the listing agent for the seller is going to say, this isn't going to fly because you cannot prove that you qualify to purchase this home. Makes sense, right? So you have to have that in order to attach it to the offer when you make a home. Why am I bringing this up to you? Because I have people call me. They want to go look at homes, or they want to look at my listings. My sign is in the front yard. And I ask them, have you been pre-qualified? Well, no, I just want to look at it. Sorry, I'm not going to show it. Well, why not? And then I run down the reasons, like I just told you, of why I won't. Not only that, the seller has prepared the home for you to view, and I don't know if you qualify for that home. So make sure you're pre-qualified. Some lenders, if you're over and above qualified, they've gone through even more paperwork of yours. They're going to give you a pre-approval, which is a step up from a pre-qualification. Either one is going to work, but you got to do that. So yeah, people, you know, if you call a listing agent from a sign, you want to see the house and they don't want to show it to you because you haven't been pre-qualified. Don't get mad at them. Don't yell at them. Don't call them names. They're doing their job. If you want to do things the right way, get pre-qualified first, and then you can go and you can purchase a home. There's nothing worse for me than wasting my time on a person that I'm showing them homes and come to find out they can't qualify to purchase a home. I've wasted my time. I've wasted my gas money, and I've wasted the seller's time because they have prepared their home for us to go look at it, and these people can't even qualify for it. It's not fair. So please, please, please don't do that. If you don't qualify to purchase a home at this time, please work with your lender. They always have plans for you to work up to that point where you can purchase a home. A lot of them will have this program where you put in your information and it'll tell you what you need to do in order to get your credit score up, bring your debt to income ratio down to help you get your foot through the door. You know, it is tough these days because real estate is very expensive. It's very pricey here in Colorado Springs. So I have buyers that are looking in the Pueblo area. So please, if you don't think you can qualify for a home in this area because prices are so high, you might want to give Pueblo a shot. They're not very far from Colorado Springs. Of course, depending upon where you work at, that sort of thing. But people are going down there to purchase a home because it's more reasonable. They've got new builds down there too, just like they do here. Townhomes, single family homes. And I'd be more than happy to show you properties down there if it's just too pricey up here, which I'm hearing that quite often these days. Average price of a home here in Colorado Springs now is $375,000. That's a lot of moolah, people. But on the other hand, we don't have enough inventory for all the buyers. Go figure, right? Well, we've got, you know, companies coming in. We've got government contracting companies coming in, and they're hiring engineers. So a lot of people are moving here. And let's face it, it's a lovely place to live. That's why we live here, right? We enjoy the fresh air and the mountain living. I enjoy hiking. I know a lot of people enjoy the outdoors. So, you know, people are going to end up coming here. And why not? But because of that, prices have shot up. You know, it's just the fact, you know, when you have low inventory, that's what's going to happen. Now, we've got new builds out there, different builders out there. They're still building homes. There's some home builders here in town I'll stay away from. I'll tell you that straight up. And there's reasons for that. So when I get a buyer that's looking for a new build, I give my 2 cents worth because that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm the realtor and I got to give you my honest opinion about certain builders. There's some that are just absolutely fantastic. And there's some, if somebody was to give me one, I'd probably turn around and sell it just because of quality control. A lot of times that'll happen when you've got so many orders, so many homes you have to build. So you're trying to get them, you know, built as fast as you possibly can because you're going to get more and more contracts for new builds. So you're knocking them out fast. And sometimes when that happens, the quality goes down the drain. But they normally have a superintendent in the area. They've gotten to know me. So anyways, if you're thinking about a new build, it is possible still here in Colorado Springs to buy one, of course. You might have to wait a while. Some of them have inventory homes, but they don't last long at all on the market. Okay, they're gone within like 2 days. I'm not exaggerating. So give me a call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. And I'd be really happy to meet with you and to get you qualified, and then we can go look at homes, okay? Hey, I'm going to take a short break and hear from our great sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to hear from a veteran-owned business here in Colorado Springs, one that I'm always asked. People call me up and say, what's his phone number again? So we're going to meet him, and that's in our next segment. So please come on back, listen and learn. Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment, brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I have a special guest that I get phone calls all about, all the time. I rant and rave about him on my show, okay? But people call, they want to know who he is. And he's got a great reputation. When I tell people to go to Facebook, they're going to see all these great remarks about him. And that's Mike Evanson. He's the owner of Elite Eco Solutions Carpet Cleaning. You also do upholstery too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Hey, welcome, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for coming on in. You know, people rant and rave about you. I see on Facebook, you get great reviews. I've used your companies and I recommend your companies all the time to my sellers and my buyers with great response from them. And I know the public really likes you too. Let's talk about a little bit about you. I know you were in the military. You're a veteran. Just talk about that.
Spent 7 years in the Army. Was mm-hmm. deployed in 2003 with OF1 from Fort Carson here.
Mm-hmm.
When I got back, I got out, decided I want to do something different with my life.
Ah.
Sold cars for 10 years and then did dog rescue. We did pit bull rescue for a couple years. And that's when I started learning about how to treat dog stains and smells.
And that sort of thing. Mm. No kidding. So went from there. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was quite not the normal route one would take.
Right. Wow. I see. And I never knew that. I had absolutely no clue. So then you opened up your carpet cleaning company, but you don't just do carpets. You also do upholstery.
Do upholstery. We do anything cloth. We've cleaned curtains, mattresses, couches, of course, cars, anything with cloth. We also do tile and grout, concrete cleaning for driveways or businesses, high pressure washing. So and carpet repairs.
Carpet repairs.
That's a big one.
That is a big one because I know some of my clients have had issues with their dogs and their cats, you know, going at it, and you've been able to correct them. And it's pretty remarkable, really, because you can't really even tell that there was even a patch there.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't stick out like a sore thumb. So it's just really neat that you're able to do that. You also do carpet stretching.
I do.
So why do carpets get all bundled up on the floor and you trip over them? What happens to the carpet for that to happen?
Age. Well, for one, installation. If it's not installed correctly and it's not held tightly on the corners, it'll come loose. And as people are walking on it, sliding their furniture across, it's pushing that carpet across. Also, if you're not keeping up with the maintenance on it and you're walking on it all the time, of course, mm-hmm. the carpet starts to stretch. And if you're not cleaning it, it's just a rag sitting on the ground that's just stretching more and more and more without any kind of maintenance to it. When you clean it, that you're steam cleaning it. So when you steam clean it, you're shrinking those fibers back up on the backings to make it tight again.
Okay.
So the number one thing is maintenance is what causes the wrinkles in the carpet.
So do you all use steam? How do you all clean?
We use steam. There's dry compounds that we can use. They're just not as effective because they're still leaving residue into the carpet. And we don't like doing that. We want to make sure that when we leave, the carpets are clear of anything that's not natural, I suppose.
Right, right, right. So do you clean linen by any chance?
Linen? I haven't.
Mm-hmm. You haven't. Okay.
I haven't done that yet.
Because there's some formal chairs that have linen cloth on it. So that's why I'm asking you. Do you do like a little test or what do you do?
No, the big thing with that is a lot of carpet cleaners go to clean it. And it's like cotton. But what happens is when you hit it up with a high temperature, it will bust those spores, like the cotton spores in cotton.
Oh,
and
okay.
So when you get your chairs cleaned mm-hmm. and then now they're brown. They're literally burnt. The cotton inside is now burnt. burst because of the heat. So low temperature, soft solution. So we can do linen. We can do, like I said, any kind of fiber.
You just have to really pay attention to
it. It's like wool. You have to be very careful.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And you said you also clean tile. I have to tell you, folks, not enough of you are cleaning your tile. And I go into homes and see the grout on the floor, and it's black. And I know that's not part of the grout. I take my fingernail and go down there and I scratch it. I'm like, ooh. Especially in kitchen, because in the kitchen, you know, you got grease flying everywhere. And people don't realize that. They don't realize that, you know, that the grease is up on the ceiling, underneath the microwave where the vent is, that sort of thing. It's on the floor. So you clean that also.
Absolutely. And, you know, the big thing with kitchen floors is people are using products and they're putting that on their floor over and over again. They're just reapplying it. And all they're doing is sealing all that dirt into the grout.
Right.
So it's very important. Once a year, you should have your tile and grout and your carpets cleaned just for maintenance purposes.
If anything, for maintenance purposes. Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. So, you know, I always tell my sellers, get your carpets clean before you put it on the market. And they're like, well, why not? Why should I do it now? Why don't I wait until it goes under contract and then do it then? Because you want to attract buyers.
Presentation.
Presentation is everything. So you walk into a house and their carpet's all dirty. What does that say about the seller? Typically, you know, we all judge. People are going to think, oh, this house is just dirty. It's just nasty. When it could be actually really clean, it's just the carpets that are so dirty. So you need to get your carpets clean prior to showing. You just do. You know, for my sellers, when that happens, when they get, you know, get it cleaned or they have hardwood floors, doesn't matter. I always request that the showing agent has their buyers remove their shoes before they enter. Now, I want to put a little bug in everybody's ears. I bet you don't know this. If you're selling your home, do not offer booties to be put on shoes to walk through the home. And I'll tell you why. They're very slippery. You've got stairs in your house. They go flying down the stairway, down to the basement. Guess what they might do? They might come after you. They might sue you. So you don't want to do that. I always request for my sellers that the potential buyers that come through the home, they remove their shoes. They got socks on, they're barefoot. Hey, that belongs to them. It's not my sellers. But, you know, it's a courtesy sort of thing anyways. Now, with that said, if there's instructions to take shoes off and you're looking at the carpet and the flooring and it's filthy, it's like, why? Why? I don't want to get dog hair on my feet. You know, that sort of thing. So, you know, there's lines there too, right? And you work with, like you said, animal issues all day long.
And here's the thing too, you know, people are spending $5,000 to $10,000 on their carpeting. When you're going to buy a house or you're selling a house, mm-hmm. if you're going to buy a house and you have to recarpet, you're looking at that kind of money. If you're selling your house and you get it cleaned, it's going to cost you $200-$300, and
right.
You're saving yourself from them even thinking that they have to change out the carpeting.
Right. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
And it's not just that it looks clean. It feels clean. The carpets stand up after cleaning.
It smells clean.
Smells nice in there.
It makes your house smell clean, folks. You'd be surprised at how clean your house will smell after you get your carpets clean, right? Now, I don't mean to like separate the boys from the girls here, but this is just what I have experienced. I walk into a bedroom and I can tell you right away it's a boys' room. I just can. Boys sweat a lot more than girls and it sticks out. So, you know, you want to have your boys' rooms clean really well. Carpets clean really well. Let's talk a little bit about pets. Okay, so typically people have got dogs and cats, okay? The worst smelling urine I have ever smelled in a house was with ferrets.
Oh, ferrets are horrible.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, can you get that out?
You know, there is no guarantee with any smells.
Well, there isn't with anything anyways.
With anything, but
you give it a shot.
Give it a shot. You know, we've only done a couple of ferrets. Not a lot of people have ferrets anymore.
Right.
But you're right. The smell is worse than a cat.
But you have deodorizers, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's actually the same treatment as a cat because they're very similar in their chemistry.
Right.
Where
right.
a dog and a cat are different.
They're totally different, yeah. Well, right when I walked in, I was like, okay. I've been around rabbits. My daughter used to raise rabbits, and that's horrible too. But they were outside rabbits. They had their hutch. They had their straw, blah, blah, blah. Ferret. Yeah. I walked into a house one time, and their ferrets were running all over the place, just as free as can be. They weren't home, but the ferrets were there, and there was five of them. and it smelled like ferret in there really bad. That turned off my buyer. They didn't purchase the home. It was a lovely home, though. It was lovely, but it just smelled really bad because of the ferrets. And, you know, they have accidents, too. I mean, you can only train so much. So you really specialize in really removing animal stains. You do. I've seen you do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so the person doesn't have to replace their carpet.
Right. People go out and they buy all these chemicals and these miracle things from Walmart or wherever from their local store. And 90% of the times they set the stains in or they damage the carpet. But they're not going to tell you that because it's just a product. It's a shot in the dark. Maybe it'll work.
Sure.
Realistically, when you're cleaning carpets and you're dealing with pet urine especially, you have to neutralize it. You can't just clean it out. It has to be neutralized. There's a pH scale involved.
Right.
There's a lot of science in carpet cleaning people don't realize, especially when it comes to urine. So we have to neutralize that, then clean it and extract it.
That makes perfect sense. How can people reach you if they want to make an appointment?
Give us a call, 719-400-5600, or you can text us or find us on Facebook. We're on there all the time. Check out all of our reviews and message us on there.
And that's Elite Eco Solutions Carpet Cleaning. Again, phone number 719-400-5600. That's 719-400-5600. Thanks so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome. So see, folks, see how important it is that you have clean carpets before you show your home. Not after it goes under contract, prior to. And then if it gets dirty in the interim, so what? You'll have Mike come back and just do a little bit of cleaning around the patchwork where people have walked, right? Not a big deal. You want your house to pop, so please be sure and get your carpets and your tile clean before you show your home. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com and be sure you go to The Brat Shop Facebook page and please like it. That's The Brat Shop, SHOPPE.com. And embrace the legacy. My time's up. I got to go out and sell some homes. So you have a lovely weekend. And please arrive alive. Don't text and drive. And always remember, it's never too late. Become the person you're meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I talk about the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show and why we are committed to serving our community and save you thousands of dollars using our services. Tune in and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.